Welcome back to another It's Live Actual Play on RPG Reanimators. I'm Alex, and I'll be running my scenario Hellhole, and I'm here with our good friends at Greenbox Gaming.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
And it's me, Joe. I got my good friend Jean.
Hi.
Got Dace.
Hi.
Who delivered just as good of a product as he did the first time we did intros. And, of course, Brad.
Hello. All right. So which one of us is going to do the recap?
Alex said he's out. You spoke first.
It sounds
you
like
you locked eyes with me.
I didn't. Well, I don't know if it's of it. Okay, let me see if I can remember what happened. So we've all been on a mission before, and we all had our different scenarios, and it's basically Roy, who's an office dude, stuck with three Army Rangers and a corrupt cop that are all cool. And we got a random, mysterious Delta Green, call to Boston to meet. I don't remember the exact phrase or anything, but it was very, it was code and everything. We meet in the park and find our handler. We hope is our handler. We That's never right. know with us. also, he draws a picture of us, tells us basically to go check on. We need to talk to a friendly, and she is, remind me, Alex, what's her profession and her name?
She is a city engineer, and her name is Jillian Walsh.
Jillian Walsh.
Jillian. Basically to touch base with her because she might have gotten into something with a commissioner or a politician, and also as a side mission, see if we can make him a friendly. So we decide to go to a green box first, and shenanigans ensue there. We right. find a bunch of crates. It's in Chinatown or Korean town. Which one was that, Alex?
Chinatown.
We found, dingy. It smelled like piss. I remember that vividly.
And cigarettes.
I don't remember the cigarettes, but I'll take your word for it. and we go into the green box, and it's a bunch of crates. Among them is a MRI machine that looks kind of janky, rusted. We find a Geiger counter and kind of scope the place out, and the most mysterious thing we find is these, I don't know what we call them, but the dinosaurs, like kid toys that you can throw in water, and they expand and become, a little bit bigger dinosaurs. I don't know what the technical term for is that.
Engorged.
What did right. y'all pick up, John? Was there something else we picked up? I feel like y'all got some weapons.
I got
debt
cord.
Debt cord and a Gauss gun.
A Gauss bow that Dale named Delilah.
That's right.
Can't that wait for that to be fired.
That also looked kind of janky, so it could backfire. That was very strange. We don't know what to make of that. Besides, the little dinosaur sponge things are slightly radiated. We meet up with the friendly. She is very paranoid. She has a camera system going, like 8 bolts on the doors. She'd been drinking, it seemed like, by the time we got there, and basically tells us that her and this politician were, it was like a charity type thing, and they're going kind of under in this abandoned subway area to, I forgot it, remind me, Alex, what exactly were they trying to scout out?
So they were basically analyzing the old Scala Square station in Boston to see if it was going to, to try and turn it into some kind of like artist's grassroots place or some kind of studio for the community.
Gotcha. And they find kind of like an abandoned section. What it seemed like described to me, I pictured it as kind of like a crawl space that they mm-hmm. kind of had to crawl into. And they found, I think she described bones that were growing in reverse, or they had meat growing on them rather than decaying.
Yeah.
And I think Dale tries to get more out of her. Like, how did she get involved in DG and she didn't want us to say? And we find a irradiated rock of unknown origin stuck in her shoe. So we immediately put our hands on it and smeared it on her face and then put it into our belongings. Put it in the
pocket. I think it was said that Brad's character, Agent Opal, had some type of containment unit, something to put it in that was could but shield it.
Me.
No, let's settle it now, Alex.
You want to settle? Why don't you roll luck then?
Oh, okay, okay.
Right now.
All right. Here we go. 50, first 50. Roll of the game. It's right on 50.
Oh, that's a pass.
That's okay. Lucky.
Wow.
Lucky you.
By the way, Brad, fantastic recap. I'm impressed. I could not have done that.
Yes, it's been in my mind since we've recorded.
That's good.
And then we end up going to the politician's house. I think Dale and Jack try to do the commando thing, sneak behind the house just in case, you know, something's about to attack us. And Roy and Petrov go in the front, just normal knock on the door. Kid answers, a little reluctant to let us in, but we convince him to let us in. Can you remind me his name one more time, Alex?
His name is Alan.
Alan. He basically tells us that he's been like up all night, or he tells us slash we infer that he's been up all night just watching cartoons and eating junk food, and his dad went to his bedroom, he said, as soon as he got home. So immediately Jack, Petrov, and Dale go upstairs to see what's going on, and Roy kind of distracts the kid. He doesn't really find out much. It seems like he's pretty clean living there. You know, nice photos around the apartment. And Dale, Petrov, and Jack find the politician in the shower, just like passed out. I think the shower was still running. And they're like, okay, they pull him out of the shower. They put him on the bed. They're trying to figure out what do they want to do with him. And then I think we ended on a cliffhanger and he wakes up right there and says, what's going on?
Right. Cool. Thank you for the wonderful recap.
That's all good.
Yeah.
And no pressure that we've had a week and that we should do something smart at this point.
Yeah.
Like
dude,
giving a dinosaur to the little kid, something smart like that.
Behind the screen, I just ran a D&D game for the first time in like 8 years yesterday.
Ooh.
And so my mind has been fucking consumed with this. It went really well. Everybody had a good time, but right. I'm just like,
well, now we're going to get an even more unhinged Dale Cage. Agent
100%.
Agent O'Leary is what's about to happen.
Words cannot express how glad I am to be just a mere player.
It's nice. But yeah, so that is where
Alex
we're at.
Flexes.
Right. Well, like, Alex, do you have anything for us here up at the top, or are we diving in?
We're just diving in. So let's hop back in. You're in this city councilman's room. He's soaking wet. Like, I think someone put like a towel over him, and then that's when he kind of just snapped out of his catatonic state, and he says, who are you?
Right.
Why are you in my home?
Well, and Petrov is the one, you know, Agent Omar is the one kind of looking him over. And whatnot, you know, so he's like, I imagine having pulled the blankets over him, you know, to kind of try to get him warm. So I imagine he's freezing. Like, he might.
Oh, yeah. He's completely in a state of shock.
Yeah.
Hot water ran out hours ago.
Yeah. Hmm. Mr. Gao, we're here to help. You were unconscious in the shower.
How did you get in here? Who are you? And you can see he's raising his voice.
We are friends of Julian. She sent us to on you. She said she was with you last night.
Oh, God.
We are here to help.
Are you cops?
Kinda.
Kind of. I am a doctor. I am a doctor, Mr. Gao. Right now, I need to look after you. I need to check your vitals. You are unwell. You are freezing.
His breathing's getting a little faster, and when he raised his voice just then, downstairs, Roy, Agent Opal, you see the kid kind of just look upstairs.
Well, it sounds like your father's up. I'm sure everything's fine. He probably just had
The kid is starting to get up.
Hold on now there, kiddo. Wait a minute. We're professionals. Your father was kind of looking around some bad parts of the city and might have came in contact with some sewage. We don't know what. It'd be best if you let the professionals handle it.
Wait. You get a plus 20 because you've been pretty good.
I mean, he's from the EPA. He knows about sewage.
The kid doesn't care if he's from the EPA or not.
Yeah. That is a 20. I'm doing a persuade. That's a 20. 20 under 20.
Right.
Right at 20.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a plus 20 to it anyway.
Okay, so 20 under 40.
You're good. All right, so the kid stops and continues to watch cartoons. We'll go back. Crisis averted so far. Omar, what are you saying? Point. Oscar, do you shoot him?
Mr. Gao, we need to get you warm. I need to check on your vitals. I think you lost consciousness. You were unconscious when we got here, when we brought you in.
God, what the hell did I... What did I see?
Mr. Gao, I want to make it very clear. We are a team here to help. We were sent by Julian. We have checked on her too, and she was also very concerned with what she saw. We are here to help you make sense of it. Do you understand?
I guess. How'd you get in?
We were worried about you. Your son let us in. He is safe. He is downstairs watching cartoons.
What time is it?
What?
And it's like...
It's like 10 o'clock?
Yeah, it's like 2 right now because you went to the green box. You went to Joe. So, yeah.
It is in the afternoon. You have apparently been in the shower all day. Look at your... I'm sure he's all pruny, right?
Yeah,
like he's like, look at your hands.
I don't know what to do. Fuck.
That's okay.
I have a charity dinner later.
Right now, let us get you seen about. Then we can talk about getting to your appointments. I know you're a very busy man. We need to take care of you.
What's your name?
You're going to call me Omar.
Okay, Omar. Okay, so your friends of Jill.
Yes.
You're here to help. I think I'm okay now. I saw some really weird shit.
And we need to talk to you about this really weird shit.
Gotta send, like, an investigation team.
We
gotta
call
the boss.
We are the investigation team.
We are the team.
And at this point, Dale's gonna flash his badge and be like, name's Agent O'Leary. You're in good hands.
Okay. Are you aware that your badge says... Like, not from Boston.
He flashes it quick.
Okay.
I forget.
I just picture Dale with, like, a police uniform, but the shoulders are cut off, and he's just like...
You got the aviators.
Yeah.
Like, but you flash the badge real quick. Ooh, I think this is a perfect opportunity for a law roll.
Okay.
You know, given that you're law enforcement, right?
I got that's not good. 93 over 60.
Okay, so that let's say that's a little sus. So behind the scenes, maybe he's getting a little suspicious.
Was the opposite of what I was trying to do, Alex.
Seems
do you understand that's
Dale's
the opposite?
Maybe you should have thought out your actions.
Maybe.
Zing.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
It's not game over, right?
Yeah. Sir, not to worry. We are professionals. We have spoken to Jillian. We've got everything under control. What we need from you now is just for you to help us, maybe give us a little bit of a detailed rundown of what happened in that subway, and we can make sure to look after you and your son and we'll get you to the party if we can.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going in with Jillian to scope out the place to see if it could be renovated to make some kind of a gathering center for the artists in the city, and we went into this crawl space, and Jillian said it was weird because it wasn't on the plan, so we just decided to check it out, and we saw bodies there. Like, that's unacceptable.
Oh, absolutely. We were led to believe that what you saw there were not just bodies.
Well, whose bodies are they?
Was there anything interesting about them, or were they just dead bodies just sitting there?
I don't know, they were kind of moving. It was...
Moving how? Bodies don't move.
We gotta tell everyone about this.
Well,
we'll get to that.
We gotta go through the right procedures.
You don't want to panic, do you? That would incite some sort of panic. Go around talking about dead bodies moving.
Well, and of course, and not to mention, Mr. Gao, I think that it might be important for us to... In order to safeguard your project, we would hate for it to be slowed down by the bureaucratic nightmare of an investigation, but we can, of course, help you look into this. We want things to go smoothly, but also, if there has been a murder or some type of crime, we do not want the parties at large to know so they can evade us. It is important that we keep this under wraps for now.
Very nice. So, yeah. I'm going to have you roll Persuade. Well, you get done. A minus 10 for the suspicious flash badging, but you do get a plus 20 because of the... You're mentioning, it could affect your campaign. It could affect the project. So,
that was pretty smart.
So you get a plus 10 total. You're Persuade.
I'd vote for Joe.
Would you vote for me?
I'd vote for him. He knows what he's doing.
All right, so I'm going to give it a Persuade.
Hey, don't fuck up.
Let's see, don't fuck it up. This is important. Okay. So how about this? Before I roll this...
Okay.
Alex, let me pitch you something.
Sure.
This is a me move, Joe. And
this is John. This is what John does.
Recognize.
He plays.
No, I'm all for it. This is your game.
Well, this is not necessarily about something to roll. So we do something when we play... You've done Call of Cthulhu, correct?
Yeah.
We like to do a push mechanic type thing in Delta Green... where you roll a d4 and you burn that much willpower in order to do a push. And then... So...
You have to take the second result.
Yeah, but you have to take the second
and
one.
It's
no
worse if
it
fails.
It's much worse. Fails,
yeah.
Right?
Okay, yeah,
but
I get that.
It burns willpower because we were running into, in our Impossible Landscapes playthrough, we were running into a situation where it's like, it didn't feel like we were often really, really suffering with willpower stuff. And maybe that was my fault for running it that way.
Oh, but, deal. Okay. You cash at me $20 right now. And...
No, I don't like it. I've said it. He's agreed to it, and I don't like it.
No, there's no takesy back.
Why?
No takesy backsies, because you're too happy about it.
All right. I love my players.
Let me roll with my plus 20.
Not
that
even
is
necessary.
26 under 70.
Oh, you're good. This is easy. So you have a very calming voice, Doctor, and. You can see that his breathing, it starts to steady, he starts to calm down. He's like, okay, you're professionals, you know what you're doing. Just keep me in the loop, all right? And the sooner that this is solved, the better.
Agreed. And Mr. Gao,
yes.
We have some concerns that you might have run into... some toxic or other chemicals or things like that. We need your clothes that you are wearing. We are concerned that they might have brought something nasty into your home.
Okay, that's fine.
You
can see that they're like crumpled in the corner.
Yeah.
Probably scrunched up at the base of the tub.
Has he been naked this whole time?
Oh, yeah.
I was about to say, start naked. He's like, wait. He's laying, we're asking for his clothes.
How about step out And you can join us downstairs. I'm sure you want to check on your boy.
Okay.
Can,
that's right, Alan.
Can I say, have done been doing one thing, if possible, while
absolutely.
They're having this...
Absolutely.
I kind of want to take out the Geiger counter and go around the house and just tell the son, like, you know, we're just making sure everything's okay around here. It's a special tool, blah, blah, blah.
The kid just is lit up. Just...
Any
kid would be.
Do I find anything odd around the house?
It's definitely ticking, and if you were to move towards, like, up the stairs and start to raise your elevation, that would get higher. Are you going to head upstairs?
Not till someone comes downstairs.
Okay.
All right.
That's it.
I guess we'll give him a little privacy. Seems like he's calmed down now. And
yeah, Dale is going to get away from him. Having fucked that situation up, he's just going to, like, go downstairs and chill. Like, I'll watch the boy.
Keep him away from the kids.
Is going to come downstairs. He's going to flip out his phone, and he is going to, like, while he's walking downstairs, he's going to call Julian Walsh real quick.
Jill? Okay. Yeah. So, the phone rings. It basically picks up after one ring. Like,
Miss Walsh, this is Omar.
Okay.
We have found Simon. He seems okay. Maybe you could call him and just... make sure that he knows that we are on his side, but he is okay.
Okay, that's honestly a relief, she says.
Excellent. Any updates? Are you good?
I'm still here, camped out.
Okay, thank you. Let's call call Simon.
Still hearing this. I'm still hearing things.
Any changes? We will get this figured out. And he hangs up the phone. And he really wants her to call him and make and like to really smooth things out as far as
that's
like, you know, trusting us.
So you leave him, right? And he's gonna get changed. He gets into like shorts and a t-shirt. And he's gonna come down. He has his phone in his hands. It looks like it's off.
Sir. Can I get your phone quickly? We just want to scan it.
Oh, it's been dead.
That's no problem. We're just checking for contaminants.
Okay. He hands over his phone.
Right. Like, Jack will take it gingerly. And we're downstairs at this point?
Yeah.
And he kind of, like, brings it over to Agent Opal. He says, take this and break it.
Oh, are you is that the plan right now, Jack? I mean,
we don't want him phoning anyone. Also, kill the hardline
kid.
Oh, never mind. But then Julian can't call him.
Right.
But, no, this is the mayor's phone, right?
Yeah, but we want Julian to kill him. Call him.
Freudian slip there.
Who's killing who?
Roy.
We need to kill.
Roy, don't ask questions. Just do what I'm saying.
Ooh. Yeah, we're having a little conflict here. Are you just going to straight up break this man's phone?
Jack is really cool. So he snaps it in half.
Blam.
Put in a bag. Put in a bag. Make it look like...
Okay. He throws it in the bag and he's
you
like...
You and your goddamn pockets. You're so weird.
Okay. You crack the phone in half.
Why won't you love me? And then he goes...
Just love me.
He's like, I gotta tell you something, Jack and Petrov and or Omar, Oscar, and O'Leary. There's something going on with this instrument down here. I need to go upstairs. It seems to be acting up as I move it upwards.
Go do that and bag up his clothes.
Opal... go upstairs and try to find the source of the
service. It's definitely the shoes.
His shoes again?
I can't.
Yep, there's rocks.
All right, I'll investigate that. Do I see a little pebble of unknown origin?
Yeah, same thing.
right? Thank you.
So you're alone in this bathroom, right?
Okay, I'm in the bathroom now. Yeah.
Because the clothes were crumpled up in the bathroom.
I knew I should have gone up there with him.
He's dead.
He's dead. He's dead. He's dead. This is it.
And as soon as you, like, kind of lean down, right, you turn over the shoe, you see these rocks stuck in the treading of said shoes. Yeah, as soon as you, like, lean down to pick it up, there's the sound of, like, a gunshot or an explosion, maybe, and the light goes out. Shatters.
Roy's like, holy smokes!
So I'll take a sanity roll against, let's say, violence. 0/1.
So it's just Roy that hears this, right?
Well, everyone hears the boom!
That's a 20 under 70, so...
Alright, zip, just 0.
I think Jack will run upstairs if he hears that. Armed.
Yeah, he is in a darkened bathroom.
What the hell happened?
I don't know. I was bending down to collect the evidence, and the light went out. What was that sound?
Yeah, I would say it was... So as soon as you bent down, that light bulb exploded. You kind of get lacerated a little bit. With the light bulb shards. No damage, just...
Where did the sound come from?
From the light bulb.
From the light bulb. Yeah. Okay.
Good grief. And he's like, tries to pull the little shards out if there's any stuck in them. Like the darn thing just popped.
Is that when you touched it?
No, I touched the boots. The boots had the rocks on it, just like in a...
You know what? Roy, bag up those rocks. Give them to me. I don't know. Let's split these rocks up. I don't trust these goddamn rocks one bit. Not as far as I can throw them. I don't trust these rocks.
I'm just going to take the whole shoe. And he puts the whole shoe.
Sounds great.
That works.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's all I want to do.
Let's get downstairs.
Dale and Alan are watching SpongeBob. This is my favorite part when he says, "Hey kids, are you ready?" They say, "Aye, aye, Cap."
You like this show? Alan says.
One of my favorites.
Me too.
It's better when you're high.
What's high?
Oh, shit.
Language.
Oh, Dad says I can't use that word.
You may not use that word. Your dad is correct.
Oh. So... I'm
out of my element.
Omar is like kind of watching this exchange with his face in his hands, but then he's like, Mr. Gao,
does he usually behave like that? That officer.
He's very good at what he does, which is why we stand him. So. Mr. Gao, I want to make it very clear, you know, again, we want to make sure that you get the things you need. You went into this hole. You went into this crawl space. Since you have come home, do you remember leaving the space? Do you remember getting in the shower? Have you seen or heard anything odd in that time?
I've just been... I saw those bodies, and then I ran, and then next I was here.
You didn't come into contact with anybody in between? You don't remember?
Wait, do you guys hear that?
Hear what?
Nothing.
No, it might not be nothing, Mr. Gao. We are concerned. And is Roy back downstairs at this point?
Well, he's in the bathroom picking out glass from his skin. Okay.
we are concerned that maybe you might have been exposed to something that would have caused you to lose your memory. And we do not want there to be other neurological effects. So please tell me what you are experiencing. I am a doctor, after all.
I'm hearing this whispering, and he kind of like clutches his head. What the fuck?
What is it saying?
he kind of goes white as he, like, listens in. He thing wants this voice. It says it wants me to hurt people.
Oh,
what the fuck?
Mr. Gao, there's nothing to be concerned about at this time. We think you might have come in contact with a mold or another gas which has caused this terribly odd situation. We need to investigate it, but it is very important that you... I hate for you to miss your charity dinner, but if you are not feeling well...
I have to make this. I have to.
Hmm. Well...
He rubs his temples.
Does your head hurt?
Just a little headache, it's fine. I'll take some Excedrin.
What sort of charity dinner are you talking about? What is this?
Oh, I've got a charity dinner for helping with the fentanyl issue.
Mr. Gao, this would be a good question for you, Alex, as the handler.
Sure.
Has Petrov had the opportunity to give him a real good, like, cranial nerve exam? Which is like the
Hell
basic
no.
thing where it's like you puff out your cheeks and you smile big and stuff like that. Like,
oh yeah, you can do that to him then.
Yeah, he wants to do that. It's like, yeah, a cranial nerve exam is just like, it just basically makes sure that everything's, all your wiring is doing its normal stuff.
Yeah, he's you do this, you determine that he's not scrambled.
Okay.
But he is saying he is hearing voices.
We are concerned for your health, Mr. Gao.
You know, sometimes we all gotta make sacrifices. I gotta make it to this dinner.
Is Jack downstairs yet?
He can be, sure.
Yeah, I think Jack will be
downstairs.
Can
we have like a
group huddle?
Yeah. All right, there, Omar. I think we got what we came for. Would you excuse us, sir, while we have a quick discussion, one last sweep of the place before we get
yeah,
out
that,
of you and
that's
your
fine.
Family's
fine.
Hair. All right, guys. I
don't
know
what was that sound?
I don't know. There's more of these rocks. What Jack said, there's more of these rocks in the shoes, just like with what's her face, and then I heard a gunshot and the whole bowl just exploded.
I do gotta wonder, should we be worried about him going out and addressing the public?
Well,
ain't no telling what he's going to say, what he's going
to
do.
Is he experiencing similar symptoms to our other friendly?
He says that he's hearing voices telling him to hurt other people. He is in the house with a child.
He absolutely cannot get to this party tonight.
Should we detain him?
We have to
play this very carefully, gentlemen.
That ain't my style.
Hold on, Dale. I would agree with Jack, not just because he's cool, but I don't know what other kind of missions y'all have been on, but this could get a lot more hairier if he goes to that that party and they get exposed to whatever's going on with him.
We got any friendlies in town? Any babysitters?
Dale.
What if...
Dale. Dale. What drugs do you have?
Oh, Lord.
None. I ain't
What's
got
gonna
no
knock
downers.
Him out?
Or maybe I do. Let me check my bag. Yeah, then that is one option. I could check my bag.
If we give him the owl and he gets devoured by a hound of Tyndalos, then we'll never have to worry about them ever again.
Well, here's my.
Now I will say this: I would, if possible, it'd be nice to get the kid out of here before we drug the grown man.
So you're talking about drugging him.
Well, yes. That's one part of the plan.
Jack is.
I mean, I think Roy's all in. He thinks the guy cannot go to that party one way or another.
Listen,
you passed the medical exam.
I don't know if there's... I don't know if we can stop him. I don't know if we can stop him and maintain our cover.
Hold on.
The big thing we need to do is convince him that he cannot speak about this.
AB.
Yeah, it seems like you've built up a degree of trust, but trust goes both ways.
Right.
I would say the other option is if he's a reasonable man, he's going to find a babysitter for his kid on his own, and we take him out on his way to the charity.
We talking about going to a crab dinner?
I do not know if it is in the group's typical practices to show up at a big charity dinner where their people are probably getting their pictures taken and people are shaking hands and introducing themselves.
No. Before he gets there, in the car.
Oh, and drug him between here and there.
Yes. Right.
I think it's a terrible idea.
I was going to say brilliant. Petrov, I was going to say the exact opposite.
Petrov, we may have a contamination on our hands. Do you really want all of that? Do you want people's blood on your hands? Because I've done it.
And I've seen that. And Jack has seen it, and Petrov gets very hard. He's like, I have the blood of many innocents on my hands.
Then you know what we have to do.
Which is why we need to play this well. If we can convince him to play nice, that is our mission, after all.
Can I try persuade Petrov? Like, counter roll?
What you can do is give me a power roll times 5.
Done.
Me too, or?
No, just our good friend Oscar.
Failure. 90 over 70.
In that case, yeah, there's this thought. It's like a... like an eel that's swarming your way into your ear.
Oh, fuck.
And it'd be really funny if you just took your handgun and just blew this guy's brains out.
Oh, Jesus.
Holy shit. And so
I think
it would
make you feel really good.
God, that's awesome.
Just one less politician in the world.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Petrov. I thought you were going to say it'd be really good if you just... blew Petrov's face in.
Okay, you can act on that information as much as you'd like.
Okay.
Or as little.
I think Jack would go very, very quiet. He would have that thought and then, like, look at the ground, look away, and, like, just turn away, just exit the room, go back to where the... he'd go back to SpongeBob. He'd go and watch SpongeBob to soothe.
Yeah, you exit the room, right, and it keeps going. It's like, make the kid watch, too.
Jesus. Wait, he tries a different room. He needs to be alone.
Give me a sanity roll, please, against helplessness.
That's a failure.
That's failure. Take a d4.
Ooh. You gotta wonder why Jack.
That's a 3.
That's a 3. Lose 3 or use a bond. Up to you.
I think I will just...
You're just getting flashing imagery of just blood pooling up on this nice carpet.
Oh, okay. He's now no longer with the kid. He's going to be probably by himself, maybe in the kitchen. And he's
okay.
just going
to... Oh, those knife blocks. They look...
God damn it.
You could use those.
Okay. At this point, he's like pacing around the house. Like, I'm sure the other guys are noticing.
Yeah. I was going to say, can we make some sort of check?
Well, because like, you notice that. Out mid-conversation,
you see him go
I think
like
Opal,
pale.
Opal would be like, walk out. Now look what you've done, Omar. You hurt his feelings.
I need to get outside. I need to get outside. Boys, I'm going to be outside. Somebody come with me. Right now.
You want to take a smoke break,
Dale,
Oscar?
Right now, smoke break.
Mr. Gow, we step in the backyard real quick. One moment. And,
okay.
And Petrov is on Jack's heels, on Agent Oscar's heels. He's like, what is happening?
No, there's something. This is not like the other flashbacks. This is not it. There's something.
Look at me. Look at me. And he gets in his face, and he's doing the same thing. He like
pulls out so you get him in his face
and start shining in his eyes and shit. He's like, what is going on with you?
And the voice continues like, man, that light's really annoying. It would make you feel really good if you just pushed right into oncoming traffic.
So I think Jack will act on taking the light. He will grab that light from him and just crush
it. He's getting agitated, Petrov.
Jack. Well, you know, keep in mind, Petrov, he's not a fighter, you know, he's a tough guy, but he's not a fighter, and he's also a little older, and Jack is fucking, I imagine, is huge.
Yeah, Dale is gonna step in between, and like, you know, whoa, buddy, hold on.
Guys, this is bad.
You need to calm down, I got something that can bring you down.
God damn it, yes, Dale, do it. Yes, what do you have? Hit me.
I forget what I said I had in my magic backpack full of drugs. Can I, Alex, roll some kind of check to see if I brought like a downer, like Xanax or something?
Oh, you can straight up have it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't like the way you said that, but okay. Dale digs into the bottom of his backpack and here.
Okay.
Jack,
I'm going.
Look at me, take this.
I'm going to the car.
It's going to calm you down.
I'll see you in the car. I'm out. I'll see you in the car.
Breathe. Alright.
And
does he take the Xanax?
Take the Xanax?
Yeah.
Okay. So like just as you like plop yourself down in like the passenger seat, you're about to take the Xanax, this voice says one last thing, and it just says, "I love the way you smell."
Jesus.
Oh.
And you just take the fucking Xanax.
Oh no.
So Petrov, he goes through like the back gate, like the side gate, like back out to the car or something, like the way that these two had gotten back originally. Petrov, again, he like opens up his phone. Cho gave us some type of contact number, did he not?
He gave you his phone number, which is now confiscated and broken.
No, Cho.
Oh, Cho, yes. Yeah, I thought you were talking about Gao. Yeah, you have his number.
He types in the phone, puts it to his ear. He's like, pick up.
And then it rings, and then you hear, "Oh, Carl, is that you?" And it's Cho's voice. It's like, "How's the soccer game going? Is your team winning?"
It is difficult to say who is winning, who is losing at the moment. Though I am worried that our star player is actually getting ready. He has a prior engagement that he wants to get to, and I'm really hoping we can get some support to help him to stay in the game rather than going off tonight.
Have you assessed your star player? Is he capable of going to this event? Because if he has a prior event and he misses that, I think that would be a shame. It might be the talk of the town. And that's not what we want.
This is true. Also, I am worried that our star player might have come in contact with some unsavory characters. And that these unsavory characters might be having an effect on the rest of the team.
That's kind of worrying. Maybe you should allocate a member of your team to just babysit.
Is there any way we can receive an additional support? An extra, like a bench warmer, to just keep an eye on them for us while we go deal with the source of these unsavory characters?
I'll see what I can do, but there's no guarantee on that.
As always.
You are our best.
That cannot be the case.
That's what he says.
Alright. When can I expect to hear back from you?
Let's say an hour.
Okay. Love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
He hangs up.
Roy's like, "I didn't know there was a game tonight."
We need to, one of us might need to stay with Simon. I am also worried now for Jillian as well. Let us finish up here.
Well, I think I'm done for everything I can do. By the way, we might need to, maybe best go back to the home base for Oscar.
Yeah, Oscar, you're kind of feeling a little deflated here. Let's take a minus D4 willpower, please.
All right.
Okay.
That's a 4.
All right, minus 4 willpower. You got a pulsing headache. But fortunately enough, it's made that voice kind of muffled.
Okay, I'm feeling better. Well, he's in the car. talking to himself. I'm feeling better, and I'm just talking to myself.
He's talking to himself now.
And nothing so, loves my smell more than I do. And he lets out a rip roarer fart.
Oh, yeah.
It's just me.
You're sitting
it's there. It's just me, man.
And like the windows rolled down, and there's some like, woman pushing one. Her kid in a carriage.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
This is the most disturbing scene I've ever encountered until
today. Self-soothing. That's great.
This is the image Jack of a man savoring his own fart. Jesus Christ. But the minute he took that willpower damage,
yeah.
That's when the voice grew softer. Is that
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Well, he took a Xanax.
Yeah, he took the Xanax and it was dying down, and then just like it sounds like the repercussions of hearing that voice, you know, was like a willpower loss.
Okay.
Or it could be he took the Xanax.
I will, sidebar of the meta of it. There was something, there did seem to be like a thing. It's like, oh, like when you were, or no, because he started having the thoughts when he was in the group with us. It wasn't about being mm-hmm. alone. I don't know. It's too much
That's
meta.
That's enough.
Too much meta.
I mean, some people might just be more susceptible. It could have been just like randomness. It could be one of us next. But are we going back to the green room?
Well, we just need to tell Simon Gal, we're here's our number. If anything weird happens, if you're not feeling well, contact us. That's the same thing.
Okay, how can I contact you? I don't have my phone.
Your phone, sir. Your phone has is apparently there's something wrong with it. There are landlines in places sometimes. Here, just have my number. I'll write it down here.
How old's your boy?
He's 8.
He ain't got a phone yet?
I try not to. He has like a flip phone. You know, I don't want him to have one of those tablets.
I don't know if I want to give our number to the child. To be frank.
Look, I've got a work phone. I can call you on that.
Look, if something odd happens, listen, if these headaches continue, again, like, I want you... We are very interested in your success, Mr. Gao. Our organization.
Thank you.
You have friends.
Your organization? What organization is that?
Mr.
The
Gao.
EPA.
Gao at the EPA.
I just want to interject here with Agent Omar. I just want to say, can we get that work number from you real quick? And I'm almost positive it's just some kind of weird mold type thing. Can I convince you, just in case, because there could be more headaches and more passing out, I'm sure you have a maid or something you could call. Could we just have another adult in the house for the
planning? Yeah, I got a babysitter.
Could you please call her right away? I mean, get her over here as soon as possible. In case the worst happens, I'm sure it won't.
Okay, I can do that. That sounds very reasonable.
Okay, so we can get his work number. And maybe have a third person there that could also
be contaminated.
Could be contaminated, yes. But also could maybe call us if.
Yeah.
If
it's a good idea and it's a hard choice, and this is why Delta Green is such a fucking like. There is no good answer.
Yeah.
It's like, do we want this contaminated person to be alone with this child, or do we want to bring a third party in who could also potentially be contaminated? That's just the fucking game.
Yeah. Mr. Gao, we will check back.
Okay.
We are going to go look into this issue in the subway.
Okay. Yeah, just keep me in the loop. Those people, they need justice.
Yes, justice for them.
Right. I'd like one last persuade roll.
Okay.
Yeah, you get you've been pretty amicable, so just another, you get a plus 10.
Okay, another plus 10. Here we go. 43.
S?
Under whatever, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Gao.
You just get the feeling that you're going to have to just trust him, which is a difficult thing to do.
Trust the politician.
Yeah.
All right. We all get back in the car. with Jack.
Yeah, it fucking smells.
Holy cow, who ripped ass.
He's just smiling stupidly.
Is this Oscar's car? Or this Omar's car?
Sure.
You're in this shitty old Volvo, and he's like... And he sits down, and he goes... And he's just like... He's very still with his hands on the wheel, and turns to Jack. He's like... You feel good about yourself?
This guy shit himself.
Okay, listen, Petrov, you don't know what I just went through. There was something very bad. Very, very bad.
And you're a little, like, you're relaxed, dude. Like, yeah, yeah.
And now you're on I feel better, Xanax. And it needed to come out. And that is, I'm not going to say a goddamn word more about it. You just, you just take this.
I don't want to talk about it.
All right, I think I may be hearing the voices.
You do.
It's bad.
What?
This is why I wanted to contain the goddamn situation. It happens every fucking time.
Hold on, Jack. Was it voices or a voice? Multiple?
Just a voice.
It's one voice, yeah.
What'd it tell you?
He told me to kill him. He told me to push Petrov into the road. It told me it loved my smell. And that's why I goddamn did the smell thing to soothe myself, Petrov.
I was like, that doesn't make as much sense as you think it does, but
it goddamn does, you bastard.
Look, anything it takes to cope with a situation like this. If you have to fart in a car.
I think we need a code word. Say something if you're next time. Don't go away into the corner. That's not good. If the voices come back, say something. Like
what the hell are you gonna do about it, Roy?
Wait, Jack. Ooh. Roy is onto something here. Something that we can say.
Okay, all right.
If we cannot say,
I'm sorry, Roy. I didn't mean that.
Boy, like.
Oh, tattoo. Little fake tattoo.
I noticed your tattoo, and it's very cool, by the way.
Thank you.
What if we say, something like, I'm sorry, I have to take this. Like you're taking a phone call.
Fine.
But then what if we actually have to take a phone call?
God damn it.
That's fine. We don't have to overthink this. That's fine.
Just say your mother-in-law's calling, and then step out. That means that something's happening.
Fine.
Okay?
Fine. What are we doing now? We've got Simon running around. You know, I just want to draw this to your attention, boys. He may kill his child.
Well, you seem to resist the voice pretty well. I mean, you had
I've
a smile.
I've been in the
panic
army,
attack.
God damn it, Roy.
Sorry. Jack is right on that one. I mean, he is... He's not like a lot of people. He's a tough guy. Mentally and physically. But it's... Listen. And... O'Leary. Dale. What do you think we should do? Should we go back to the... I don't know if we should go back to the Green Box. Do we go down to this hole?
Well, I'm glad you asked. I think we should abduct both Gal and Jill, put him in the Green Box, tie him up good and tight so he can't do nothing to nobody. Contain the situation. Straightforward. Fastest point between two points, a straight line. Something like that.
So close.
aphorisms are not my forte.
My concern is that if we tie him up in the Green Box, one, he knows where a Green Box is. Two, when he's not tied up anymore, like, if we do that, we basically have to kill him. The likelihood of convincing him to keep his mouth shut after that, very low.
Petrov,
what you don't say?
If you have to kill me, you goddamn kill me.
Roger. I get it. Listen. Stakes are high. Things are confusing right now. We need to know where we are going. What is next? I spoke to Cho. We might have a babysitter for the councilman. But in the meantime, are we going to this hellhole?
I'd like to do a little bit of more research on this here rocks. I mean, for all we know, we get these rocks away from these people and they stop having these panic attacks and these voices.
Back to the laboratory. The Green Box with the lab equipment.
Righto.
Oscar? I say we gotta keep this situation contained. We got two verified psychos, 2.5 counting Jack, no offense, Jack.
I'm taken.
With thoughts of murder in their mind. Ain't no telling who they're gonna attack, how it's gonna spread. Containment first, right?
I don't know if we can do anything until something happens worse, honestly. And like Opal has said, we have removed this rock, these stones. What are they? Maybe... Here, how about this? If we, four of us, all suddenly to get weird and the other two get better, then we know it's the rocks. How about that?
Can't argue with that.
Okay.
Well, if you're willing to bet that boy's life on it, I can sleep at night.
Yeah.
Alright.
So, to the green box.
So, yeah, so we head back to the green box with the samples. And again, I assume we have them in some type of...
Yeah, container. You like put them in a box.
Boots in a lock container. Heavy duty. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So
we get back. We pick up some Thai food from that place across the street.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
Roy and, will get right to it unless someone else wants to do something.
Actually, Petrov, I don't know if Petrov has any knowledge of this kind of stuff. What would it take to get this MRI machine powered?
And it's funny.
Is there any way to... Because the thing, you have to be in a special room. Like, does what he know about MRI machines... Could you, even if you powered it, if you turned it on, is it just going to rip all the steel out of the walls?
Mm-hmm.
And just everything?
So I'm so glad you asked.
Excellent.
Because, like... So you're going back to the green box, right? Mm-hmm. You head up the stairs. You turn on the lights, which are not sabotaged with that cord.
Right.
And you're all walking into this... green box room with the MRI machine. You're all in there, right?
Yeah.
And you're thinking about the MRI machine, you know? And you're like, huh. That would be really bad if it turned on, right? Because it would just, like... Every piece of metal in the room would basically go flying, and you guys might have metal on your body, and... that's when the machine starts to turn on. So I'd like everyone to give me a dodge roll. As it starts to hum.
Oh,
Jesus. Everybody out!
Jack. What sort of velocity, like if this were to happen in real life, what sort of velocity are we talking about?
You've seen like a stapler thrown into an MRI machine, it's horrific. Wild.
That's a failure for a...
We're doing a dodge. Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Jack succeeded.
11. 11 under 11? 40 right? for Dale.
28 under 30.
Okay. Hell yeah, Roy.
So maybe Omar's like the first one. Like he's like he like walks up to it and puts his hand on it. He's like, let's see if we can get you going.
Yeah, and it's unplugged.
And then
it starts to hum and whir. Yeah. And everyone's like, what the fuck? And they start to jump and dive out of the way. Yeah, and that's when it turns on. So everything in metal in this room starts to clatter and just like whip around. Everyone else is able to get out besides you. Agent Omar, so we're gonna roll some damage.
All right, how much damage are we talking?
We're talking 6 damage.
Oh wow!
As you get kind of shredded, and it makes this awful, awful noise as your body gets tossed around like a rag doll. You get slammed into a wall, and you almost get your hand like cut off from a piece of medical equipment.
I mean, we're kind of seeing this. Right, yes. I guess he's closer, and Roy's like, the rocks, and he throws the rocks down the stairs as far away from the room as it can get.
Okay. Mm. They go clattering.
All right, that doesn't change
the MR right. machine, it only turned on for like a little bit, but like it did its damage.
Okay, Jack gets in there, and he's going to drag Petrov out.
Yeah, Petrov, your broken and bleeding body is lying on the ground.
What can we... Even so, first aid.
I'm gonna stabilize him.
Has 3 hit points.
Right.
Rough.
Okay.
And will be, and as you're pulling him, like, he has his, like, his little kit bag with him. And can I attempt to patch myself, or am I so mega fucked that I that it's
you can patch yourself up, but if you're patching yourself up, it's going to be at a minus 20. If someone's patching you up, it's going to be at no penalty.
I
only got 10 in first aid.
I have 30.
Can okay, I try? So, can I try a medicine on myself? Is that appropriate?
If you're like once again, if you're doing it on yourself, you can you'll take the penalty, but. You could describe what to do to another person. They'll give them a bonus.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
I got you.
But I think this is the... Before you roll that, I think this is a great scene to end on.
Oh, man.
Mm. Hell yeah.
Shredded Petrov.
What the fuck?
Jeez.
Yeah.
Just threw a fucking blender.
Ugh. Oh, my God.
The room's probably destroyed, too.
Oh, yeah. And it made a lot of noise.
Did... Did Petrov turn the machine on,
nope.
Or did it turn
he just,
his
like,
cell phone?
Tapped it like, and it's not powered. Fit so many patients in one of these bad boys.
I missed that detail that it's not powered.
It's not even powered. Okay. That's like my actual childhood nightmare horror.
Oh my god.
The TV switching on without power, except it's an MRI machine. Excellent.
Alex, all right. Thank you. Yeah, great job, Alex.
And now we're going to run it back for another hour, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
No, all right. So.
Yeah. We'll come back and do it here in just a minute.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah. All right.
I'll just stare at you for the next 5 minutes.
All right.
Sweet.
Again, thank you guys so much for joining us. And be sure to check out the RPG Reanimators on YouTube or wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, as always, stay safe and stay sane. Bye.